the old cottages. And these little villages and hamlets are planted all over England, sometimes close together, sometimes more widely spread, but seldom more than a mile or two apart. There is nothing obtrusive about the old cottages. They do not dominate the landscape, but are content to be part of it, and to pass unnoticed unless one looks specially for their homely beauties. The modern house, on the other hand, makes a bid for your notice. It is built on high ground, commands a wide range of country, and is seen from far and wide. But the old cottage prefers to nestle snugly in shady valleys. The trees grow closely about it in an intimate, familiar way. And at a little distance, only the wreath of curling smoke tells of its presence. Indeed, the old cottage has always been something so very close and so familiar to us, that its charms have been almost entirely overlooked. And it is only of recent years, when fast falling into decay, that it has formed a theme for pen and pencil. The life that the old cottage typifies is now a thing of the past, and is daily fading more and more into the distance. Our point of view has changed. We no longer see the old homely life from within, but from the outside. But the commonplace of yesterday becomes the poetry of today. Such a glamour does the magician Time cast over things, and the old life becomes even more and more attractive as it slips away from us, and we watch it disappear with regretful and kindly eyes.